Ministry to Others, August 4th. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice, and to do good in his life. God calls upon men to minister gladly to their fellow men. Every effort we make for Christ will be rewarded by Him, and every duty we perform in His name will minister to our own happiness. Life is too valuable, too full of solemn, sacred responsibilities, to be wasted in pleasing self. Men and women have hardly begun to understand the true object of life. They are attracted by glitter and show. They are ambitious for worldly preeminence. To this the true aims of life are sacrificed. Life's best things, simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, integrity, cannot be bought or sold. They are as free to the ignorant as to the educated, to the humble laborer as to the honored statesman. For everyone God has provided pleasure that may be enjoyed by rich and poor alike, the pleasure found in cultivating pureness of thought and unselfishness of action, the pleasure that comes from speaking sympathizing words and doing kindly deeds. From those who perform such service the light of Christ shines to brighten lives darkened by many shadows.